T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Heather, what's going on?
Well, if you're going to be on MSU's campus next year, you might see or even be able to take a ride on an autonomous electric bus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a 22-seat bus. It's going to run a 2.5-mile route from MSU's auditorium to MSU's commuter lot at the intersection of Farm Lane and Mount Hope. And the bus, they say, is going to symbolize the university's push to build a reputation in modern transportation research. So, pretty cool. A little scary, of course. I always think when I hear of anything driving itself is a little scary. The bus does communicate with traffic lights along the route, and it can operate, they say, without human interaction, but there is always going to be a driver on the bus. They're going to be present. So, of course, if they need to take over control, they're there to make sure everything runs safely.
So what's the purpose of having an autonomous vehicle if a driver will be there?
Well, I get what you're saying.
Trust me, I get the cool factor. That is very cool to see a bus driving around.
Though. On campus, I think all like bikers getting hit and like there's just so much going on. You have to have somebody just in case. I mean, I kind of feel like that with everything. I mean, even with we talk about like the Teslas and things like that that have these autopilot. You still have to have
a
driver just in case. You need
someone
there.
This seems like a big investment for.
Well, they want to do research on it, and this is a great way for them to do more research on just that. We talked about this a little bit, I don't know, a few weeks ago, but I've got some other data to share. So Americans will be shelling out more money than they have this holiday season. So a lot of people are going to go into debt to buy all of their holiday gifts. And data does show that Americans are actually spending a little bit less this holiday season than they have in years past, but it's still more than most people can afford.
Yeah.
So total spending on Black Friday, this is for both in stores and online, actually fell slightly from a year ago, which was the first decline on record for a Black Friday shopping day. Mm-hmm. And overall, customers plan to spend right about $1,000 on average for themselves and their families this year. And that's down from the pandemic or pre-pandemic high, I should say, of about $1,050 back in 2019. But what's happening is that a lot of people are going to use these buy now, pay later services, whether it's online or it's like a layaway at a store. And what happens is that most people who use this installment payment don't actually ever pay it off. They don't have the money to pay for these things. And then they find themselves getting in debt. And of course, if there's anything tacked on, if you're not making your payments on time, you got to pay even more.
Penalties and interest.
Yes. So a lot of people are getting caught up with that. So just make sure you have the money if you're going to use one of those buy now, pay later, whatever you want to call them.
Opportunities.
Yes. Be careful. All right.
That's an opportunity.
Talking about an opportunity there.
Oh, boy. Listen to this. There is a new study, and according to the study, somebody that we work with most likely is a psychopath. And it doesn't need to be somebody in this room, John. So there's some good news, right? So there's a recent study that says people who drive BMWs, electric cars, and cars with vanity plates are more likely to be psychopaths.
All right. I don't check any of those boxes. Yeah, I'm in the free.
In fact, I don't think any of us here check any of those, but we do work with somebody who just purchased
an electric vehicle.
A brand new electric vehicle. Yes, yes,
now
yes.
He took me for a ride on Friday.
He did? How was it? What'd you think?
It was good. I came back alive, so I'm all right. it was interesting. It was very hard to get in and out of.
For you, I would imagine.
Yeah. It's very tiny.
Yeah.
But I did appreciate some of the features that come on it.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'd like to go for a ride next time he works. I've never been in one before. I'd like to see one just to see what it's like. Anyway, so this study found that BMW drivers are more likely to be psychos than anyone else, followed by Audi drivers, Fiat, Mazda, and Honda drivers. But they say people with Kias, Toyotas, and Nissans are much, much lower. So you're safe if you drive one of those. Also, they say gold is the number one car color for people with psychopathic tendencies.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I don't think I know. Yeah.
Gold, yeah.
There's not a lot of gold cars.
No. You see a gold car.
Watch out.
Turn around.
Watch out.
Yeah.
People with fully electric cars showed the most signs of psychopathic behavior as well. Hybrid drivers were right there behind them, followed by diesel engines. And then people with regular gas-powered cars were the least likely to be psychos. And finally, those who have vanity plates, watch out for them as well. Those personalized plates, look out for them.
So, Stoney, you had the whole thing earlier, we can't trust people that don't look us in the eye.
Right.
And then you once had a vanity plate, right?
Years and years ago, yes.
But
what was
he's
it?
Changed his tendencies.
Yeah, that was when I lived in D.C. It was Stoney with two E's because S-T-O-N-E-Y was already taken.
Oh, okay. Stoney E.
That was a young lad. Yes, Stoney E. 1985, it all changed. Moved to Detroit.
Len Bias died,
and I got rid of my vanity plate.
So, John, do high school students, I think this is still a thing, they still get varsity jackets, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like students still have those made.
My daughters had them, yeah.
Or even, I guess, not even varsity jackets, but if you're the band or things like that, you can get a jacket made.
Yeah, you get your high school
jacket,
still
a thing. I know they were around when I was in high school, but I didn't know
You still have yours?
Yes.
I do, too.
I do. I should pull that out one day. It's at my mom's house, but I definitely still have that for sure. Well, this story is pretty cool. Nearly three decades after his brother designed a high school football varsity jacket for himself, only to be unable to afford it, this guy found it at a thrift store. This is so crazy. So he played football 28 years ago. His name is Jet Motley, and he designed this custom jacket for himself. It looks like a varsity jacket, but he designed some different things on the arm as well. And then when he went to go pick it up, his mom said, "You know what? We really can't afford this." It was about $300.
Oh, man.
And so he had to leave it behind. They made it all for him, but he couldn't take it, and he was bummed about that. Obviously,
the jet.
He was finally reunited with this jacket after his brother found the exact custom jacket at a thrift store 180 miles away from where their high school was located.
Wow, that's awesome.
So he got it. He says he wears it. He's a musician now, and he wears it to a lot of his gigs. People love it. How cool to find something like that. Yeah. Long-lost varsity jacket.
Absolutely.
So we could have predicted this, I think, about a year ago, but Merriam-Webster Dictionary just announced that its word of the year for 2021 is vaccine.
I was close. I said variant.
You were close.
Same
you
letter,
were close.
Same topic.
Yes.
And last year, I believe their word was pandemic. Yeah. So the topic is trending for sure. Mm-hmm. Searches for vaccine were up 601% compared to last year and over 1,000% compared to 2019. So I guess that's where they decided to pick the word.
All right. Thank you very much,
You're
Heather.
Welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.